Nothing But Net rolls on with the head coach of Southern Illinois, Kelly Bond White, in her fourth year. Coach, it's great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be here. Good seeing you. Just got off the practice floor, so made it in time.
Okay, tell us what you did in practice today. Like, what's the emphasis?
Yeah, you know, we're coming off a day off, picked up a good win. So we just really wanted to focus on, you know, this being a turning point, not a highlight, not a high point in the season, but a turning point. So we cleaned up some defensive miscues that we had. And you know us coaches, Debbie, we can have so much jambalaya. Sometimes you just got to simplify it to chicken and rice. And that's what I'm trying to do, is shrink the playbook a little bit. And instead of a jack of all trades, just be really, really good at a couple things with this group.
Jambalaya is such a great word, a good Southern word, right? Because there's a lot of stuff that can go into jambalaya. And it is worth just smoothing it out a little bit, right? Just trying to be good at a couple of things. What are the things that you think you're doing well right now that you want to continue to improve upon?
You know, one of the biggest things is we're really focused on taking the uncontested shot versus the contested, which is that one more pass, which is giving up, sometimes settling for that jumper to get downhill. We've gotten downhill. We've gotten to the foul line, which slows the game down a little bit, gives people a chance to breathe, and allows us to reset our defense. So that's probably been the biggest thing. And then we've been really, really good on the boards, you know, as of late, and limiting people. I think we've dropped probably almost 10, a huge amount in terms of defending the three. And so we're making that a priority to get out and contest folks and really limit them to one shot offense. And if we can do that and not give up second chance points, and then taking care of the ball. Our last three games, I thought we've been much better at valuing that basketball and not giving people our offense being their best offense. So just taking care of the ball.
I think sometimes culture and identity can become cliches. Process and journey can also become cliches. Those are words you hear coaches talk a lot about. You don't hear jambalaya very often, but you do hear those words. And when you're thinking about that around what you're trying to build here in your fourth year, and you've already won more games this year than you won last year, so you know you're trending in the right direction. What is it about Southern Illinois and this particular situation that gives you incredible hope and detail that your guys are getting it? They get it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I told our kids, control what we can control. And so I said, with us and when we prepare as a staff, I said, the ones we got to win are the ones we're comparing apples to apples. When you're comparing apples to apples and people of similar resources to you in this day and age, those are the ones that you got to compete with. And then when we go into a game like a Murray, where those guys are just loaded offensively, those are the ones where you measure yourself. And because they're in your gym and because they put on their shorts the same way you do, you just got to go out and give your best effort. And I thought our Murray game was the reason we carried over some things, the how we prepared for it, the things we tried to come up with, schemes we tried to come up with. Our kids were excited about it and it carried over. And we showed, hey, if you can do that against Murray, you can do that, you know, as we carry on. So just holding them accountable to, like you said, a reporter asked me earlier about, hey, you're already past. And I'm like, oh God, I didn't even realize, you know, that, because like you said, it's cliche, but with this group, they've been so resilient in terms of just focusing on the process. Hey guys, that scoreboard is going to take care of itself. But if you do this and you do that, and then you get some of those results, you see the reward of doing that. Because, you know, with anything, what you're measuring, you got to have some reward for it, for the kids to buy into it. And so they're seeing it now and they're trusting each other.
You have mentored and taught a lot of young women through your career. And I'm sure that there's some that stand out for a lot of good. And there's a couple that probably were a little, you know, pebble in the shoe.
Yeah.
In today's climate, where I know you want to win. Every coach wants to win. I've never met a coach that doesn't want to win and doesn't try to put their pieces together in the manner in which will help them win. But how, because you're a mom and you have a daughter, how much of what we're doing today concerns you about how we're helping these young women? Like, education is still supposed to be a component of it. I know you stress it, but making sure that, you know, 20 years from now, when they want to come back and they call you up, that, you know, and you're going to their weddings and you're going to their, you know, with their children, and they're going to be calling you grandma and second mom. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get so Pollyanna about it, but I do think there's a component of it that we're missing.
we are missing it. And, you know, it was depressing for a while. Behind me, you see the word family. And, yes. And I'll be honest, I actually thought about taking it down this year, and I was going to put up that Bill Belichick, do your job, across the state of Illinois, because the legacy component of it, the relationships, that's something that, that's why I got into it. I got into it because of those that had done it for me. And my legacy are the young ladies from, like you said, now I'm trying to get them to name their kids after me, or, you know, they're getting married and I'm at weddings or funerals because, you know, parents and aging. And the thing, Debbie, that I really think it's about is really teaching these young ladies have a chance to be in a sorority. And that's the important part, teaching them that you can be competitive. You can go at your teammate, you know, hard. You can want her spot. You can compete, but it's still about uplifting each other. My whole point is about access to opportunity, whether that's a first time graduate, whether that's the first time of having opportunity of being in a starting lineup, to network yeah. with people that want to go into your profession. That's what this is about. But I do think we got them for shorter periods of time, right? I had to change my system because everything is so predicated on that point guard. And so you're looking at these kids, the Rorys of the world might be the last 4-year point guard, you know, that people get. And so when you don't have that, you have to adjust a little bit. You have to adjust, but you can't adjust in the relationship, because as transactional as this is becoming, whether you got a kid for 1 year or 4 year, they still want that relationship because it's your job to grow them for however long you have them. And that's what I've been taught. And that's what we're continuing to do. I know me and my staff are being impactful with them. So whether it's here or whether it's Gift at Wisconsin calling me, telling me, hey, coach, you remember you told me, oh, I did it last night and I did this and I did. And you see the growth in that. Yeah, you still want to coach that kid, but you're happy for that kid because she's getting it and she's still part of your legacy, even though the letters might on their chest might change 3-4 times, they're still a part of you. So while, yes, it's different, we got to pivot, we got to adjust. But why most of us got in it aren't for the X's and O's. We love that because we can't play anymore. That's our game. But most of us got in this because we want to develop and give young ladies and men opportunities.
You played in a couple of Sweet 16s at Illinois. I played in a couple at NC State. When we get together with our teammates, we don't talk about who scored or who defended or who blocked or whatever. I mean, we usually talk about the stories of the trouble we got in or what we thought we got away with, or same stories over and over. Like that's the fun part about having the relationships over time. And I'm wondering why or what changed your mind about leaving family up across Illinois behind your head?
Because it's me. You got to be true to who you are. You got to be true to who you are. And I was at a period of frustration, tearing the program apart, just really looking at me in terms of how I was communicating. And when I got down to it, I was like, you know what? It's not relationship driven anymore. It's this, and you have to be this, and you have to be that. This is what people are doing. And you take those blinders off, just like a rate. And once you take them off and start comparing, and you lose your joy. And so I have to be me, and I'm a relationship driven person. I get the most out of people because they know, and I respect them off the court more than I do on. So I left it up because I can't change who I am. I got to be me, and I got to be authentic, because kids read into that as well. We just got a first team All-American junior college kid that is coming here from a power four, and people are like, why is she going to go there? Because she sees it. She sees our last four at her position have moved on and been successful. But I lost her because of NIL, but I got her back because of relationship.
Hmm. So it does go full circle, right? Yeah, so I'm guessing the portal schedule change, where 15 days after the Final Four and the national championship game, it's got to be a good thing, right?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. At you know, this is the first year we changed up recruiting a little bit. Last year, again, you sign a great class your first year, then you realize those kids, that's a $600,000 roster if I try to go get that now. And I couldn't go get all those Power Five kids. So I tried to go international. And you know as well as I do that any program you go to, the language is different. So now when the basketball language is different and the international aspect is, I just had too much. So you go back to your roots. And you find those freshmen that can be of impact. So we signed some really good long athletic freshmen to come in that we can think can be impactful, sign some JUCOs to go with them. And now with this portal opening, you never know, you know, if I can find some coins hanging around Ebenezer over there, you know, we might be able to go get one. But if I can't, you got to rely on relationships.
You got to just think something's going to fall right in your lap, right? Yeah, eventually.
Like AK, Elena Krause, you know, she's leading us in scoring right now. She's a kid from down the road, had a chance to go get money at some other schools, but Southern Illinois meant something to her. She's from here, and hey, I'll pass that up to be impactful, and she's been impactful. So if I can sell that and people see that, hey, I can come home and be successful, you got to find your niche. You can't complain about it. You just got to find a way to get it done.
Yeah, you got to always keep evolving, changing, figuring it out, like going to the next, finding a solution. You have to be solutions-based in your thinking. What do you want the narrative to be, Kelly? What should the narrative be around your program in Southern Illinois? What do you want people to know?
Well, one, the growth of it right now. Right now we have almost five players averaging in double figures, you know, with these young ladies. And they fight. Like when we walked off the court with I forgot who it was. Rachelle was just like, God, your kids play so hard. And that wasn't always the case. We had that lull at the end of last year, and we've had one game this year where I thought we kind of gave up in the second half. And that's the standard. That's the non-negotiable. If you're going to play here, you're going to fight to the end. You're going to be a great teammate, and you don't care about the shine of it. We can shine together. You can get yours together. And it's a place of development. But Debbie, like I said, when I first got here, our GPA was one of the lowest in the building. And now we're fighting for number one. We're a couple points off. And how one thing is how you do everything. And so for these young ladies to go out and be disappointed in a 3.6 GPA overall, that shows me the growth and where it's heading, the trajectory it's going through. Our supporters see that, and they're investing in the program. And that's how you get better. You just set the standard in everything. And as you start achieving it, and as you see, just like you said, process oriented, as you start achieving it, you focus on the process and not the outcome of it. And you can celebrate when it's over.
I've been asking this question today because I'm curious, because I'm always asking and curious and wanting to learn. With the success of Indiana football winning the national championship and Kurt Cignetti going into Bloomington and in 2 years coming out of there winning a title, I think he's like something like 27-2 or something like that over the course of his 2 years, how quickly he was able to do it. What kind of inspiration, what have you learned? What did you learn when you were watching it or listening to the story? Because the story is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I was listening to Nick Saban the other day, and he was laughing because he was like, people ain't leaving the South unless they're going to resources or something like that. So I give Indiana a ton of credit for the investment that they made in him. But again, the non-negotiables of a program, we're going to do things this way, and we're going to do it across the board. And if you're not willing to do it that way, the great ones all have standards. You've seen Dawn, you know, been some folks. Wherever you go, you see the standard of champions doesn't change. And it's certain things that they don't compromise on. And whether it's Indiana, whether it's my Bears with Ben Johnson coming in doing the same thing, you know, in a year, you know, I had to plug them doing the same thing in a year. It's part of it. When you see a championship pedigree, there's non-negotiables, there's standards that just won't be compromised. And that's what I love about that story. And people call me, oh, you're going for Miami because you love Ray Lewis. Well, yeah, I do. But I'm a Big Ten girl. That's where I played. That's home. And so I was rooting for the Big Ten last night.
It's an amazing story. It's a remarkable turnaround. And it just gives everyone hope that if, like you said, in the detail, do things the right way, non-negotiables, hold strong to them. And that's how you build your culture, so that you know that when you go on the court for 40 minutes, that they're going to deliver on the product.
Kelly, I love it. I wish I had his poker face. I wish I had his and Ben Johnson's poker face, because they're so good. But again, you got to be who you are. And well, I'm a good card player, but you can still see my emotions on my face.
I bet you are a good poker player.
Man, probably not poker, spades, but
okay.
During the course of the game in cards, I can keep that poker face. But during the game, yeah, my emotions are probably on my sleeve. But well, my play feed off that.
When you've invested so much time and energy and so many decades into trying to make a difference, of course you're going to, you know, get emotional. I think that's just all part of it. But you keep doing what you're doing because you're on the right track. You're certainly trending in the right direction. And we're looking forward to watching your success all the way through the Missouri Valley Tournament.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Debbie.
That's Kelly Von White, the head coach at Southern Illinois. Thanks for being with us on Nothing But Net.